and Norm Shealy.
NormShealy.com.
You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight, and thanks for listening. This is Eva Herr, and tonight I have with us Dr. Norm Shealy, and we're going to be talking about some work that really took my breath away when I found out regarding telomeres and literally turning back the hands of time with anti-aging. How are you, Dr. Shealy?
I'm great, Eva. Great to be with you, too.
Thank you. Well, as you know, I think I sent out something to most of my listeners. My daughter Jessica, who is 16, had to do a homework project about how people use math in their lives and in their work to change the world. It had to be something significant. So she called you up and said, Dr. Shealy, how do you use math in your work? And I'll just let you tell the story from here because you blew us both away.
Well, I have always used electricity. And, of course, when you start using electricity to influence the body or the nervous system, you do certain frequencies. Now, back in the 60s, my number one interest was finding a way to suppress pain. And we started off with the idea of electrically stimulating the back part of the spinal cord called dorsal column. We found in our animal work that went on for several years that by stimulating at 50 pulses per second over the dorsal columns of the spinal cord, we could almost totally suppress pain of any kind. And so in 1967, I started doing implants of this kind of stimulator in human beings, and over the next 5 or 6 years, I actually wound up treating some 80 patients. Another math thing. But then what happened is in 1973, a company called Avery decided they were going to market this to neurosurgeons, and I didn't feel that the project was far enough advanced. We had originally planned to do 400, a minimum of 500 patients that follow them for 5 years.
Now, is this the TENS unit?
Well, no. Out of that, then, we developed at the same time transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, which is TENS. And so we started using that. And from the beginning, I always said we would be able to use the electrical stimulator on the skin 100 times or more often than we would to do something as invasive as surgery to implant such a stimulator, which is really like a pacemaker. So really, in fact, we used as our initial things a modified Medtronic pacemaker to develop our dorsal column stimulator. But I stopped using it in 1974 because they changed the design of the electrode and it caused some complications. Meanwhile, I continued working with that through the skin, but some 15 or 16 years ago, I was invited to go to Kiev in the Ukraine to study what they call microwave resonance therapy. And with microwave resonance therapy, they were using 54 to 78 billion cycles per second at 1/1,000,000th of a watt per centimeter square put in through a 1 millimeter electrode.
Now that's tell us what that means a little bit now, Norm, for those of us.
Well, human DNA actually vibrates on its own. The life principle, DNA, vibrates at 54 to 78 billion cycles per second. All human beings have those frequencies. The only difference is some people lose the intensity, the strength of it, like a battery getting weak. And so the Ukrainians had developed this tool to recharge the battery, essentially. And they had treated, when I was there, over 200,000 people with what they called microwave resonance therapy. Everything from peptic ulcer to aseptic necrosis of the hip, where the hip is dying because of lack of blood supply, and many, many other things. And they were stating that they could cure. Now they use cure different for us, but up to 2 years, rheumatoid arthritis by just stimulating certain points, 10 days in a row.
You mean acupuncture points or points?
Yes, acupuncture
okay.
points. And so I didn't have the equipment. They wanted $50,000 for one unit, and they wanted me to buy 14 of their units and bring them back. Well, I couldn't, so I spent 5 years developing my own stimulator that puts out 54 to 78 billion cycles per second. And then I began, and by the way, when we got back to this country, I found that people were not the least bit interested in microwave resonance therapy. They thought it was like being cooked or microwave, so I call it gigatems. Giga just means billions of cycles per second.
Now, can I ask you a question here?
Sure.
It's a little bit unrelated, but yet related. It relates to consciousness. You know, consciousness is in gradients. I think everybody agrees on that. Do you agree with that?
Right. Absolutely.
So does that mean that everybody at every level of consciousness, that their body's DNA is going to vibrate at the same frequency, or will it change based on someone's consciousness level?
Well, as far as I know, everybody has just those frequencies. The consciousness at this point does not affect the frequency. Although, I was told by one of my guides that eventually human DNA would rev up to vibrate up to 120 billion cycles per second, but that at this particular time, if that frequency were used, it would literally damage the system.
What about people who are highly enlightened? Let's just say like a Buddha person.
You know, we don't know because they haven't really measured that, and I don't have the equipment to measure it coming out of people. The nuclear physicists in the Ukraine do. But I did, through my own guides and intuition, develop 5 circuits in the human body, which are very specific acupuncture points. Each one of them is very different. And I learned that if I stimulate one particular group of points called the Ring of Fire, we can raise DHEA, or dehydroepiandrosterone, which is the most important hormone in the body. We also found that stimulating that particular circuit is extremely helpful in clinical situations for people with migraine, for people with rheumatoid arthritis, for people with depression, and for individuals with diabetic neuropathy, where they have lost sensation and have painful nerves in the feet, usually. So that's a very practical application of these frequencies. And we're talking about 3 minutes to each pair of points. So it takes 18 minutes, for instance, to stimulate the Ring of Fire with these frequencies.
Do you do it on each individual spot, or do you have
yes.
like a bed that somebody lays on and it does it all at one time?
No. Well, you can. It's very complicated to hook up 12 electrodes. We actually have done that with patients, but they couldn't do it at home very easily.
Mm-hmm.
So each person does 2 points at a time, a pair. And so you do one pair, and then you move it to the next pair, and on every third minute, you just move it. And so it takes 18 minutes. But, you know, for something so simple and so safe, the only contraindication to using this energy would be a pacemaker, because it might harm the pacemaker. It wouldn't hurt the person, but it could somehow interfere with the pacemaker. So other than that, it's absolutely safe. And then I discovered a circuit. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Well, next I discovered a circuit that raises a neurochemical called neurotensin. Neurotensin is also called a neuroleptic, which means that when the neurotensin goes up, you feel detached. The body is sort of, don't care about that. It's sort of, in fact, one of the patients once said, this stuff has street value. But basically, it's a way of detaching. And then I discovered one, a different circuit, 13 points in each of these, which will normalize aldosterone, which is the adrenal hormone that regulates water and potassium metabolism. And the next one was the ring of earth. And the ring of earth strikingly raises calcitonin, which is the hormone produced by the thyroid gland that puts calcium into your bones. So, and by the way, calcitonin is the strongest pain reliever produced by the human body, 40 to 60 times as powerful as morphine. So it's good for pain. And then finally, I discovered a circuit I called the ring of earth, which reduces free radicals. Free radicals are the excess oxygen molecules that got electrons looking for a home. It's sort of like ozone. And free radicals are what age the body. I call it wrinkling the body. It damages the body because it actually kills cells. And by using the ring of earth 3 days in a row, we can reduce free radical production by 85%, which is phenomenal.
So are you telling me that you have three different things? You have ring of fire, ring of earth, and what was the third one?
Well, we have five. Ring of fire, ring of earth, ring of air, ring of water, and ring of fire, air, water, earth, and crystal.
Okay. And each one of these circuits has their own 16 or how many ever acupuncture points?
They all have 13 points except the ring of fire, which has only 12.
Okay. And they're all different.
They're all totally different, except they all share one point, which is governing vessel 20, which is on the top of the head, just above the ears, right in the center. They sort of meet there. But other than that, they're different points.
So
and
if you... Go ahead.
Well, if you stimulate other points, they don't do these chemical changes. We've demonstrated these are very specific for these neurochemicals. It took me a total of 10 years to work all of this out.
So if a physician wants to learn how to do what you're doing to treat his patients, how would he find that out?
Well, actually, it's very simple with any physician. I could give them photographs of the points with electrodes on them to show them where they are and tell them what to do, and they could just hook up the gigatens and put it on.
Now, can someone... Go ahead.
I have trained a number of physicians to use these. And, of course, the patient, you know, the only reason that the physician needs to get involved is the stimulator is required by the FDA to be administered on a prescription.
Is this something that insurance will pay for?
No.
Okay.
You know the insurance mafia doesn't pay for
anything
good. I know,
I was just curious.
I mean, well, you know, I don't call them the insurance mafia for nothing because they're second only to the pharmacomafia and how evil they can be. But, you know, for people who have problems that involve these particular hormonal imbalances or diseases involving them, it can be extremely worthwhile. And, I mean, just in treating depression, for instance, costs less than what it would cost for about 4 months to take an antidepressant drug, to buy the stimulator and use it at home.
What does the stimulator cost?
Well, the stimulator sells for $695.
It's worth it for that.
But it's good for years. I mean, we're not talking about something that wears out. I mean, we haven't had one really wear out yet.
And with the if somebody bought the stimulator, would it come with the instructions about where to place the electrodes?
Yes.
Well, that's a deal, Norm.
And as a matter of fact, I just sent my daughter home with one tonight. She was ramrodded by a woman who ran through a stoplight and destroyed her SUV, my daughter's SUV, and left my daughter with a lot of low back sacral pain. So I just sent her home with the photographs and the stimulator tonight.
Now, what about, let's talk about the telomeres work that you're doing. What is a telomere?
Well, that's the next stage of my research. What happened was I was going around the country talking about if you would do the ring of fire, the ring of earth, and the ring of crystal. Those three seem particularly important for dealing with the most important things in the body. And if people were willing to do those, I believe that it would extend life another 40 years average. And I found that people weren't willing to take 20 minutes a day even to stimulate one of these circuits. And by that time, I had started to look at telomeres. Telomeres are the tips of your DNA. They are the end points. So a given double strand of DNA has four telomeres, two at each end. The telomeres are what allow the cell to remain healthy, but also, as you know, every cell in the body reproduces itself within a maximum of 7 years. And on average, the telomeres shrink 1% every year of life. And people have terrible health habits a lot faster. And a few people, genetically, with good health habits, you know, can go 100-plus years.
Would that be kind of like, some of my listeners understand, would that be like a strand of rope with some tape around the end of it, and as the tape wears off and gets closer to the end, the rope will eventually come unraveled?
You got it. That's exactly what happens.
Okay.
And so I then thought, well, if we just bathe the whole body in this frequency and this strength of current, the current that we're using is 1/1,000,000,000 of a watt per centimeter square of space. And so I developed eventually a mattress topper that's just 2 inches thick. And when you hook this up to a Tesla coil, which was invented by Nikola Tesla 100 years ago, it produces these frequencies at those strengths. And so we began to work with that, and what we have found is that instead of shrinking 1% a year, the telomeres grow about 2.6% a year. So that's essentially, for every year of use, you're gaining 3.6 years of life for your telomeres.
All right, I have a question now. Does that mean your life will be extended, or does it literally mean that you kind of get younger?
Well, I think possibly both. Now, it's a little early. August, we will have our initial people have their third year. We've only finished last August, the second year. But it certainly means it's going to extend a healthy life. That's number one. Number two, you know, it's a little early to say, but I noticed, and I'm one of the people who will be 3 years in August. You know how a lot of men lose hair on their legs as they get older?
Yeah.
I lost all the hair on my legs 10 years or more ago. I mean, gradually. By then, it was gone. Well, I just was looking down recently while I was exercising, and I've grown a whole bunch of hair coming back, interestingly, in the areas which were lost last. So it's on the inside part of the upper part of the calves on both sides. But over an area of about 10 inches, I've got hair gain that I haven't had in years.
That's amazing.
I've taken pictures of it. The first time I noticed it, I took pictures of both legs so that I can follow those through over the coming years to see if it continues to spread.
Why do you suppose it's growing in where it lost last and not where it lost first?
Well, because it's been gone the least amount of time.
Oh, okay.
The hair follicles have a lot more regeneration to do in the areas that I lost 20 years ago.
What about your skin?
Well, a lot of people say that I look younger. Obviously, I see myself every day, and I wouldn't make that claim, but I feel great.
Okay. Somebody sent me a question to ask you, and it's not totally related to this, but it is related to your book, Soul Medicine. It's a physician, and she said, please can you ask him, what is the frequency of the hands-on healings that we use, and if he thinks that it works in the same way? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. We don't know. Nobody has measured the frequency of healers. Now, what I can tell you is that I've done a lot of measurement of the computerized electroencephalograph in patients who are receiving healing from a healer. I did 100 cases with one healer, Ostad Hadi Pavarande, and the patient was in a room 100 feet away in a different building from Ostad, and we've got 100 cases that he did where the electroencephalogram changes specifically within a few minutes of his sending healing. I've also tested 5 other healers where we've just done, you know, 1 to 3 or so each, and I now have 116 situations where we have seen that a healer from 1,000 miles away can alter the electroencephalogram.
That's very interesting. Just proves
it makes a beautiful picture.
I guess. Yeah, it does. Now, when you do the test for the telomeres, and I'm asking you this question because I interviewed SpectraCell a couple of months back.
Right.
Do you test, and it, I can't even use the same questions from them, really, because you're so different, but I did want to know, do you test the telomeres in the blood cells or the organs? Or in lymph cells, or where do you get your...
We test them in the granulocytes and the lymphocytes
and
in the white blood cells. And there's good evidence that these are a reflection of what's happening in the organ cells.
Interesting.
Obviously, you'd have to take a biopsy of the cells. Otherwise, the nice thing about blood is, you know, you just draw it in a syringe, and it has to go to a specific lab. We've been using Peak Diagnostics in Vancouver, Canada, since the beginning of our study.
Why did you choose to use them? I'm just curious.
Repeat Diagnostics in Vancouver.
I mean, why did you choose to use them? Did they do a different kind of testing?
Well, it was the only, at that time when we started 3 years ago, it was the only commercial lab where you could get telomeres measured.
Oh, okay.
There are a number of places at universities where people do it, but they won't do it for anyone other than their own lab.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that SpectraCell a year ago started measuring telomeres, but initially they were measuring them only in one of the white blood cells, and I don't like that because there's a total difference in the granulocytes and the lymphocytes, and so you really need to look at both cell lines in the white blood cells to get a reflection of the body as a whole.
And what would that difference be?
Well, the lymphocytes are more a reflection of the chronic status of your immune system, and the neutrophils are more the immediate right now status. So
okay.
It gives you a picture of both your instant immunity as well as your chronic immunity.
Okay. What have you found, or have you found, the average length of a telomere, and what would you base that number on? I mean, how do you figure out what an average is?
Well, they of course, have measured this in hundreds of people. And so there's a graph that they've made showing the range in reasonably healthy people and what happens year by year as you get older. So, obviously, a baby, newborn, or a young child has much longer telomeres than a 50 or 60 or 70 year old.
And what would those numbers be look like?
Well, they measure them in base pairs, and so there are thousands. Let's say an average 60 year old might have 6,000 pairs of a specific length, which is measured in essentially nano length, in other words, billionths of a millimeter.
So it sounds to me, when I interviewed SpectraCell, they talked about things like using bioidentical hormones and antioxidants that would help keep those telomeres longer. But it sounds to me, doing what you do, that you wouldn't need to use those supplements, would you?
Well, that's true. Now, on the other hand, to my knowledge, this is the first report of regrowing telomeres. There are a number of studies that show they get shorter in people who have certain diseases like diabetes, obesity, problems like that. There are no studies published that I've found that show the telomeres getting younger, if you will, or regrowing. Also, there are increasing studies over the last couple of years showing that people who eat a really healthy diet and eat lots of fruits and vegetables, for instance, will delay the shrinkage of the telomeres, but there's no evidence of them regrowing.
Okay. Now, if you were going to do antioxidants, what would you recommend?
Well, I'll tell you what I personally take. 4 grams of vitamin C, 400 units of vitamin E.
Is that mixed tocopherol?
Yes,
okay.
Right. 100,000 units of beta-carotene and 20 milligrams of astaxanthin, A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N.
I never heard of that. What is that?
Well, it's actually the it's related to the carotenoids like beta carotene, but it's actually found primarily in fish that have a red coloring. For instance, lobsters, for instance, that red that you see in them is astaxanthin, and it's actually very strong. 4 milligrams is equal to about 25,000 units of beta carotene. Now, it is a food with the highest ORAC unit. ORACs are the chemicals in natural products that actually absorb free radicals and do it naturally. The highest known concentrate is in cocoa nibs. Cocoa nibs are the heart of the cocoa bean, from which we get cocoa. A tablespoon of cocoa nibs has 45,000 ORAC units. We know that the minimum to have a reasonable health is 5,000 ORAC units a day, although 10,000 is a healthier level.
I'm writing, sorry. I just think it's so interesting. I don't want to lose anything. All right, does pharmaceuticals play a role in telomeres?
Well, I don't know any pharmaceutical that will help telomeres or cut down on free radical production, except possibly my most least favorite of all pharmacomafia drugs, the statins. Supposedly they do decrease free radicals, but I wouldn't take a statin drug if you gave me $1 trillion a pill.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they are pure poison to many, many of life's functions.
So what else do you know, Norm, since I don't have a book to read to ask you questions that I don't know that my listeners would like to know?
Well,
about your work.
Obviously, a lot of this is in my book, Life Beyond 100. There's the telomere study isn't, but all the rings are there and all the other things. You know, let's face it, there are some habits that are essential for health. And unfortunately, only 3% of Americans have all four of what I would call the life essential habits. The life essential habits are no smoking, a body mass index between 18 and 24, which is, well, let's put it in terms of who has it. Only one-third of Americans have a body index between 18 and 24. All the rest are above that. About 76% of Americans do not smoke now. Number three is 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. That, to me, that's almost like breathing. The average American is consuming 2.3 servings of fruits and vegetables combined.
Now, does
a day.
It matter? And I know you're going to say yes, but talking about organic fruits and vegetables, or will they get what they need out of the vegetables and fruits at the supermarket?
If they are ripe, you know, you'll get it out of those at the supermarket. Now, there's a little bit of evidence, not a lot, that the organic, true organically raised foods are better in several respects. They have more minerals in them than anything else. That's the most important thing. But you know, interestingly, Edgar Cayce said 60-plus years ago that we should eat food that is raised within 50 miles of us, that the electromagnetic influences of the Earth itself are tremendously important in the health of the food that you eat. And there have been very few studies on this, but there's some good evidence that a lot of the food that you get in grocery stores today comes from all over the world. And, of course, it often has become some other country often has pesticides mm-hmm. that aren't even allowed in this country.
There's somebody that did some work on that. I can't think of his name. It was Hal, somebody that was really good friends with Abram Hoffer that just died. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes. I know the work. I don't know the person.
Can't think of his name. But he said the very same thing, that you should eat food within 50 miles of your home because that's what your body needs, because that's where you live and it knows what it needs.
Yeah. Well, you know, we
something
have
like
lived
that.
On a farm for 40 years, 41 this year, and we raise 80-90% of all of our vegetables and about 70% of all of our fruits. And that's primarily because I want to know that I've got quality fruits and vegetables.
You eat
we also, oh, yes. We also can buy, 7 miles from our house, range-fed beef.
Oh, lucky you.
And we can travel 45 minutes to get range-fed chicken. So, and that's certainly not 50 miles. It might be 25 or 30 miles from us.
Mm-hmm.
So we go out, and turkey also, we can get really well-raised meats of beef, if pork if we choose it, lamb, etc., and chicken. And turkey that are close to us and raised by people that we trust. And, of course, I believe that that's really the future of health in this country. We must get back to raising the food. You know, up until World War II, 90% of all food consumed in this country was grown within 50 miles. And it was only starting after World War II that it began to come in from all over the world. We need to go back to that. Dennis Whatley wrote a book back in the 70s called How to Make $100,000 a Year on 25 Acres. He demonstrated that in Alabama.
What was his name?
Dennis Whatley, Whatley. It's a great book, and it's been duplicated by at least one other person. So what we really need to do is surround all of our cities with small farms that are producing this kind of quality of food. Now, I do import salmon from Alaska and halibut. When I don't go fishing, I've 3 years in a row I actually went up fishing myself, but most years I just haven't flown in frozen. And that's the only fish. Well, we'll eat fish caught in our local lakes. But other than that, I don't buy any store-bought fish.
Well, let me ask you this. If you have access to organic vegetables and fruits, and you buy them in bulk, and you use one of those dehydrators, do you get the same kind of nutrition from it?
Almost. If it's dehydrated properly, and then you rehydrate it, yes, it is good. It's not quite as good as fresh, but it's better than cooked or frozen.
Okay. Now, another question.
But frozen is not bad.
So fresh over frozen and frozen over canned.
Right.
Okay. So since minerals are the things that conduct electricity, is that important when using your device?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. The mineral that is deficient in 80% of Americans is magnesium. And magnesium is what maintains the electrical charge on your cells. So if you're deficient in magnesium, your cells are hyper-excitable. They shoot off too easily. Interestingly, I just had an email today from a physician friend of mine in California. He was having very, very severe muscle spasms in his back, I mean, bringing him to his knees. And I suggested he give himself an IV in that kind of severe situation of magnesium chloride. It's what's called a Myers cocktail. You need to balance it with some vitamins. And it was fabulous. He said, instantly, the muscle spasms and the pain in his back were relieved. Now, I've been playing with magnesium in my patients for well over 22 years. And initially, when I first discovered how many people were deficient in magnesium, and this has pretty well been published by several people, 80%, I gave all my patients 10 shots IV, because that'll replace the body stores very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to replace magnesium by mouth. The reason is severalfold. First of all, of course, many of our fruits and vegetables are raised on magnesium-deficient soil. But secondly, if you take it as a supplement orally, it's bound to fat in your gut. And if you have a gut transit time that's in to out of less than 12 to 14 hours, it's not absorbed, because it's sort of a slow boat to China. It's absorbed in the distal colon. And so we found that it could take a minimum of a year to restore the magnesium levels in the cells orally if you're very cautious. We can do the same thing by putting the magnesium chloride through the skin. It's absorbed through the skin, and in a month or a maximum of 6 weeks, you can restore the magnesium levels in the cells.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, in order to find out what your magnesium level really is, you need to do an intracellular magnesium. Blood level of magnesium is going to be low only in people who are starved or acutely alcoholic. The blood will steal magnesium from the bones until you don't have any bones left. One of the great reasons for osteoporosis is not lack of calcium, is from sucking magnesium out of your bones in order to keep the blood level steady. There's a test called intracellular diagnostics, and you can find it on the internet. The lab is in Medford, Oregon, and you do a little scraping of the frenulum, the under part of the tongue, put it on a slide, and send it off, and this lab will give you the intracellular content of magnesium, calcium, phosphorus, sodium, chloride, etc. Now, the only one that I've found really low is
magnesium.
What's
the name of that lab?
Intracellular Diagnostics.
Okay.
In Medford, Oregon.
All right. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, I really believe if people want to know that they're deficient, they should get that test. And then I think the best thing is to put it on your skin. We've made it into a lotion, and you just rub it on any part of the skin except the face. The only reason you'll put it in the face is if it got in the eyes, it would sting. And I've really found it in hundreds and hundreds of people that we can restore the intracellular magnesium level quite well within 4 to 6 weeks. And it is important in every known disease, Eva. I do not know a single illness which is not associated with lower deficient levels of magnesium in the cells.
I think you told me one time, too, that doing it that way helps raise the HEA.
Well, that's the other thing. Giving it orally, if you can ever get it to work anyway, or giving an IV even, which really does raise the cell levels quickly, does not raise dehydroepiandrosterone, but putting it through the skin does. Maybe it's because of the speed with which it's done. I don't know. It must have some of a factor involved, but we do find the DHEA will go up an average of 60% of whatever you started with by putting magnesium lotion on the skin.
Okay, I have a personal question here. You know me, Norm, and you know I love fooling around with natural stuff to see what it does for me, because I think I get all these problems so I can help other people. And I use, you know, your magnesium lotion, you know that. And I play with it a lot, and I noticed after a while, first of all, my energy came back.
Right.
But then I noticed all of a sudden I started getting this huge swelling in my feet, this huge amount of edema. And this is over a period of time, so, you know, maybe 6 months, 9 months, a year, maybe. So I thought, and then I started getting this really bad headache in the base of my neck that ran up my head. So intuitively I heard that I had my calcium and my magnesium out of balance because I was doing so much magnesium and no calcium. Does that sound right
to you? That is certainly possible. Obviously, you know that 70% of people are deficient in calcium because they don't eat the calcium-containing foods. So if you're not going, I mean, although there is a fair amount of calcium and magnesium in green veggies, and in fact, the highest concentration of calcium in any vegetable is in kale. Very few people eat kale. If you're not going to drink milk or eat milk products, you probably should take a calcium supplement.
Now, does D3 play a role in that too, and that the way it's absorbed? Because I know calcium can also calcify. How do you?
Well, interestingly, if you're deficient in D3, which is also a common deficiency in our country, then you lose calcium because D3's job is to keep calcium and put it in the bones. It actually prevents you from losing calcium in your stool or urine. So if you get enough D3, which is, I think, a minimum of 2,000 units a day for an adult and up to 10,000 units a day for an adult, then you don't need much calcium.
You mean
because you don't lose
2,000 for a child and 10 for an adult?
Right.
You said adult, but okay. Just making sure I understood. Okay. So if you start getting symptoms like that, then that's telling you you're out of balance and you need to do your potassium, I mean your calcium.
Right. The chances are that you are needing to add calcium.
Okay. What about another thing that I've noticed is, I know potassium is also important, but if I take potassium, I get really high blood pressure. What's that telling me?
That's really odd because actually, ordinarily, I recommend people take calcium to help lower blood pressure.
What, could it be the chloride in it? Is there a better form?
Well, I like calcium citrate. I think that's a much better form of calcium than calcium chloride.
I mean potassium.
Oh, potassium. Ah, well, potassium, I like bicarbonate.
Okay, potassium, so it doesn't have chloride in it?
No. No, potassium bicarbonate is essentially attached to, instead of sodium, the carbonate part that you know in sodium bicarb. And so both the potassium and the bicarbonate are alkalinizing. And, of course, that's another thing. You need to keep your blood alkaline.
So that would make sense then that I would get high blood pressure with that chloride, right?
Yes. In fact, there are a lot of people who believe that it's not the sodium in salt that is the problem for hypertension, but the chloride.
Okay. I was wondering about that, and had no idea. All right. What other research are you doing, Norm? We got about 15 minutes. Tell us what else you're doing and what you've been doing.
Right now, I have two things I'm working on. One is, I can't really talk because I don't have the final results yet, but I'm doing some very interesting work on insomnia. You know, insomnia is a phenomenal problem and associated, mm-hmm. again, with creating all kinds of diseases. And so, there's a little patch that has a homeopathic preparation called Lightwave, LightWave. And I'm actually doing a study right now on improving sleep for people who are having insomnia. Well, I've got 25 subjects in this particular project, and I've only got 7 of them who finished a whole month of it. But it looks to me as if we're going to get about 75 to 80% of people markedly improved in the quality and depth and length of their sleep with this project. So that's a fun thing that I'm working on.
Does it help their REM sleep?
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Now, also, of course, we know that the Shiele Relax Mate also helps people sleep. That's the flashing lights that you put on as you go to bed at night.
Tell us about that. You didn't finish telling us about that.
Well, the Relax Mate, I've been working with it and its precursors since 1975. Because I started with the idea that most of my patients didn't know how to relax. And so we wanted to give them a tool that would help them relax without having to work at it. And when you put on a pair of glasses that flashes somewhere between 1 and 7 cycles per second, getting back to our math, you don't want to go above 7. There's no need to, first of all. And in fact, most people choose 1 or 2 cycles per second of the flashing lights. That actually puts the brain into a state of those frequencies, which is deep relaxation.
Is it kind of like binaural beat?
Yep. It's very similar.
How much would this thing cost someone?
I'm sorry?
Where would someone get this, and how much would this cost?
It costs $150. They can get it from my website, normshiele.com.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, it's very good for sleep, and actually it helps you produce beta-endorphin, the feel-good natural narcotic. But most people will sleep better and deeper using that also. We've done a lot of work on that. Now, the other thing that I'm just trying to figure out what to measure most effectively is grounding. There's a lot of work that's been done, but they haven't looked at all the potentials yet of actually grounding the body to the earth. You know, we were born to walk around barefooted in the tropics. And as I often said, if we were walking around with just a fig leaf in the tropics all day, we'd probably make 200,000 units of vitamin D a day. And if we walked around barefooted, we would be grounded all the time. So, and apparently what grounding does is reduce free radicals, essentially, it should do, because it takes excess electrons out of the body and puts them into the earth.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so I sleep beautifully at home. But I haven't slept well in a hotel for at least 10 years. I don't know what it is about the energy at a hotel, but I wake up every hour. Well, I took one of these sheets that this company makes and took it with me on my last trip to Memphis, and I slept absolutely sound. It's got silver threads in the sheet.
Oh, you mean a literal sheet on your bed.
Right.
Interesting.
And you have to obviously have some part of your naked skin on it, but your legs and feet work fine. And you plug it into the ground in the wall, and they even give you a little device that tells you that the ground is working. And I am just so excited about being able to sleep in a strange hotel now.
Well, I want to ask you one more question. A physician was at my house today, and I was telling him about your product and that you use a Tesla coil, and somehow we got off on the zero-point field. And I know this is unrelated, but we just got a couple minutes. I thought you wouldn't mind me asking. What is the zero-point field to you?
Well, theoretically, it is the connection with the cosmos. And that's
is
what I would call it.
Is it? I kind of thought it was the dividing line between duality.
Well,
he thought that it was the irreducible unit. And I didn't think that.
Well, I look at it as the connection with the essential nature of the universe.
Is it a frequency? A specific frequency that it, I don't know, I'm just going to use a number. Let's say 600,000 hertz would be the zero-point field. And
not that we know of. I don't know it in those terms. Now, this is really getting into essentially, string theory and things of that sort, which are a bit beyond me because I've heard the founders of it give wonderful lectures, but I still don't absolutely grasp it internally. But there's a wonderful book that just came out. It's a true encyclopedia. Give me about 10 seconds and I'll get it from my desk. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. It is as big as a phone book in Atlanta, I think. It's called Life Force, the Scientific Basis. It's by Claude Swanson.
Oh, okay.
And it is fabulous.
Okay. He's a fabulous guy.
He is a fabulous guy, and he is terrific. And he will explain this better than I can, to say the least.
Okay. I need to get him here then.
I love him.
He's a great guy.
It is, let's see how many pages. This book has 700 pages, 8x11.
Is it understandable by somebody like me?
Yes, very.
Okay. All right, we got about 3 minutes. You get to talk about whatever you want to talk about that we haven't already, or even something there.
Let's say I think the single most important thing in life is to be happy and healthy. And if I were to give anyone my number one piece of advice, it is every thought is a prayer. You cannot afford the luxury of anger, guilt, anxiety, or depression. They suck your life energy and they make you ill. And so one needs to focus on positive thinking and monitor yourself. And that means then that you choose habits like the four essential habits that I've talked about. You choose companions. You choose not to watch 99% of television, et cetera, because you want to keep your internal life at peace.
One more thing I just thought about. Of all the things that you're working on, so many people today have bipolar and attention deficit problems. Which one of those things do you think would help people that have those kinds of problems?
Well, there are three things that would help. Number one is lithium orotate, which is over-the-counter. I don't like to use more than 45 milligrams, but that's safe. Secondly, the LIS stimulator, a different kind of electrical stimulator that's used transcranially, LISS, is fabulous for all kinds of depression, bipolar or unipolar.
Do you have that too?
Yes. When you combine the LIS stimulator with the RelaxMate, we can get 85% of people out of depression without drugs, safely.
That's amazing, Norm.
And I've treated over 30,000 people with that.
How much does that thing cost?
It's $595.
That would definitely be worth it, too. Because people, people road rage and family relationships with people that have bipolar disorders. I mean, nothing works really for it.
Right. I would say somewhere between 5 and 10% of my 30,000 patients were bipolar. And so I've treated a lot of them. I don't treat them that differently, except I always give them lithium orotate.
That's a good thing to do. Do you do that with other supplements or just the lithium
orotate?
Well,
I like them to take a good B-complex. But that's about it.
Okay. All right, Norm. Tell us where we can find you.
NormSheely.com, NormShealy. And by the way, they can sign up free for my weekly newsletter, comes out every Wednesday, occasionally in between as well. And it's absolutely free, and not only do you get it every Wednesday, but the archives are there for the last 5 years.
And you speak a lot. Where are you going to be next?
My next is in Louisville about the third weekend in July, and I'm talking at the United States Psychotronic Association.
With Peter Moskow?
That's Peter Moskow.
Cool guy.
Great meeting. It'll be a lot of fun.
And is there a calendar where people can find where you're going to speak?
Yeah, if you go to my website, it should have my workshops and things listed there. And then in August, I'll be at the ARE in Virginia Beach.
Okay. Well, thank you, Norm. You're amazing. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for listening to yourself.
Well, that's the most important of all, isn't it? Eva, blessings to you and our audience.
Good night.
Good night now.
Hi, this is Elliot Dasher, author of Integral Health.
Integral Health.
Integral Health. You can hear me and others speaking about consciousness and health.
Consciousness and health.
Consciousness and health. Just tune in every Sunday evening at 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
to Infinite Consciousness with Eva Hare.